Aircheckdownloads.com.
Hello, I'm Howard Pearce with a reminder to join me here on Mercury Sunday afternoon at 2 for Soundcheck. The programme is brought to you in association with TDK. On the show this week, Motown star El DeBarge, not only part of the group DeBarge, but a solo artist as well. There's the zany Sue Pollard, who lets out some secrets about the new series of Heidi High. And there's Five Star, whose new album Silk and Steel is released on August the 18th. And Five Star will have 3 signed copies of the album, plus some videos to give away in a special competition. Add to that some new singles from Jackie Graham and Janet Jackson, and that's Soundcheck. Join me.
Thank you, Howard. Good luck. Gemma and Emma, and Emma is first. Hi, Em.
Hello.
Right, we're free of that funny burbling noise. Oh, it's come back again. No, it hasn't. It's me. Right, go on then. What do you want to do?
Can I do abbreviations, please?
Yes. Now, I'd like you to do 3 if possible.
Oh, can I do more?
Oh, no, you can only do 3, and I'm going to choose them. Are you ready?
Yeah.
USSR.
Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
Whoa, very good. I thought that was a tricky one. You're right. PTO.
Please turn over.
And finally, for your round of applause, ETA.
Estimated time of arrival. Do
Very
I get
good.
A prize?
No, you get nothing other than a
oh,
round of applause.
That's not fair.
Oh, isn't it? Oh, what would you want?
What can I have?
well, we've got a brand new style Radio Mercury badge.
Can I have 2? One for my sister.
Hey? Yeah, all right then.
Oh, thank you. Can I have something else, please?
For the cheek of it. What else do you want?
Well, I keep doing dedications for my friends.
Yeah.
But they're not listening, but they are Timbo fans. Can you ring them up for me, please?
Why aren't they listening?
Well, I don't know, but they're...
They are Timbo fans, but they're
yeah,
not
they are
listening.
Timbo fans.
Oh, but that doesn't make sense, does it? How can they be Timbo fans if they're not listening?
Well, they do listen, but they don't get to hear me.
They don't get to hear you?
No.
Well, obviously, they don't listen very much, do they?
They do.
They're little stinkers. What's their names?
Taylors.
We shall give them... What's their names?
The Taylors.
The Taylors.
Yes.
Let me say hello to the Taylors, and if you're listening, hello and thank you, and if you're not, thank you. Emma. No, Gemma.
Hello.
Yes, Gemma.
It's Gemma and Sarah.
Oh, Gemma and Sarah, yes. Lots of Gemmas and Emmas tonight.
We'd like to try and win something, because we haven't got anything, and we want to see what you look like.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're leaving.
Well, I'm very good-looking.
Well, I can guess that.
Actually, I'm not good-looking at all. I must be quite honest, I'm not really very good-looking.
Can I try and win something, please?
What would you like to win?
Anything.
Would anybody like a sip of wine? No?
And right. Me!
What?
And Sarah.
Right, go on.
Hello.
What would you like to win?
Anything. A photo or a thumbnail.
All right, you can win a... I tell you what, how about a lock of my hair?
Oh, yeah, and a photo.
And a photo. All right, you can have a lock of my hair and a photo.
Oh, thank you.
That's all right. Because tomorrow I'm going to be selling my locks of hair for 50 pence a time.
Can we try and win something, please?
Say again.
Can we try and win something?
Yeah, well, yeah, you can have a lock of hair and a photo.
Oh, thank you.
Right, well...
And can we...
Well, you've got to win it first. What are you going to do?
Have you got any questions left?
Oh, yeah, I've got plenty of questions. If you don't get them right, of course, you don't win anything.
Oh, Timbo.
Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Right, for what word is pram an abbreviation?
Perambulator.
There's that echo again. Right, next one. For what do the letters OHMS stand for?
Can you say them again, please?
I'm sorry, you've run out of time.
O-H-M-S.
You suddenly remembered them all on your own.
I don't know.
You don't... Oh, what... Can we have an R, please?
Oh.
What a shame. Look at that. Timbo lock of hair. Down the pan. Don't forget, I shall be washing my hair tomorrow in soft and curly. So it goes round further. No, I'm going to use that dandruff stuff. What's it called?
Head and Shoulders.
Grecian 2000. Watch it, you. Head and Shoulders. Yeah, that's it. I didn't know you had dandruff. Well, I haven't. Well, why are you using Head and Shoulders then? Do you know what I used to use as a kid? I'll tell you. Now hands that do dishes are as soft as your face.
Oh, what a bit.
With mild cream.
Hello, Mummy. Why are your hands so soft?
Because Daddy does the washing up.
Quite right, too. Right, now where are we? Does anyone know where we are?
No.
Yes, Crawley.
Yes, now and again. Fine. Oh, yeah. I tell you what, let's finish with the old quizzes. Yeah, finish with that. Thank you. Right. Thank you for that. Now, what are we going to do now? Oh, yes. You all right? I hope you haven't lost any pages in that book. It's a very valuable book, that. Muriel has sent me a lovely letter. I don't know if you've seen this. It really is a very nice letter. Henry and Joe. I think Muriel's going to be here tomorrow. If you'd like to meet Muriel, I shall introduce her to you. I am in shock. No, it's lovely. Lovely letter. Thank you very much. She's actually worried about what we're going to do with George. Well, we've already sorted him out. We took him down to Eastbourne this afternoon for a coach drive, and he liked it so much he decided to stay, which... He's running a bird watching association. Oh dear, no.
For birds.
Yes, for birds. Right, now, where are we? Yes, that's right. Yes, I know what we're doing. We are doing the Brands Hatch for the penultimate time. We're looking for a contender to ask questions on white cats, latex. Latex?
That's
a rude word, isn't it? Latex? Oh, no, that's something else. Yorkshire pudding, qualifications, and refrigerators. All right, so, if you fancy your chances and would like to have a go... then you may give me a ring. You know the number. If you don't, I shall remind you. Here we go. Listen carefully, please. Pin back the old what's it.
1, 2, 3
Absolutely, without any shadow of a doubt.
The only one thing I can say about Tim.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
I want you to be the first thing that I see. I wanna wake up.
Scott's just come and see me. I've just insulted him because I said I liked your Liverpool get out. And he said, it's not Liverpool, it's England. Come here, a bit closer. Turn around, does it have anything on the... Does it just stand on my briefcase? Don't worry about it. there's not a number on the back. I thought a minimum. What made you decide to come up tonight? Come a bit closer. Right, what made you decide to come up tonight?
I'm trying to put my signed...
Photo.
Photo.
Have you really? You couldn't get me a signed photo, could you? You don't know where they are, do you?
Where?
Behind the reception, you'll find a couple just down on the floor. We shall get you a photo. Am I as you imagined me to be? Would you say I'm better looking than you thought? Have you seen that I'm in the in a magazine today? Have you seen this?
No.
Oh, I'll show you this picture. Tell me what you think. I don't read what it says, but do you... I mean, what do you think of that? You think that's a good picture of me?
No.
Oh. You don't think it's a good picture of me? No, what's wrong with it? Be honest, don't be afraid of hurting me.
You're stupid.
Hey?
That's right. You're stupid.
Hey, none of that now, please. I look stupid. Why do I look stupid?
Because you are.
Hey, that's my natural grin. Let's see you grin then. Come on, you. How are you? Will you grin the same?
That's what you look like in there.
And you don't like it?
No.
There we are. Look. Well, I've got a nice photo for you. Is that all right? I haven't got any more, so it'll have to do. What's your name?
Scott.
Scott. You don't get under 17, I suppose, the magazine, do you?
No.
No, you couldn't write to them. Tell them they're rubbish.
No, rubbish.
No, all right then. Well, very hard. Nice to see you. You're playing for England one day, eh?
Yeah.
Nice to see you, old man. Very nice. Old man's come to see me. Oh, now then, did you know? Now, where are we? We're all over the place. What's going on? What is... We've got an advert to play. That's very important. Come on, let's get this advert organised. Has anyone here got a bit of a naughty joke they'd like to tell me? It's 10 to 10. No, not you. Your jokes are a bit too naughty. Lindy, have you got a naughty joke? No. Rosemary, have you got a naughty joke for me?
No.
No, no. What a shame. Who's got a... Have you got a naughty joke? Come on, then. Back you come. Come on, then. Here he is. This is the footballer. Right, come on to the... Right, off you go.
What happens if you walk onto a cow?
I don't know. What happens if you walk under a cow?
Get a pat on the head.
What do you mean, like that? Why do you get a pat on the... This is a pat on the head. What do you mean, a pat on the head?
Cow
you know,
pat.
A cow pat.
Eh?
Cow pat.
Well, what's a, what do you mean, a cow pat? What's that?
Dog dollop.
Dog's dollop?
Listen,
my boss is listening to my show, you know, tonight, making sure I'm behaving myself. You star can't say dog's dollop on the radio. You get me into trouble. Is there anything else you want to say?
No.
No, well, go on then, clear off. Dear, 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 it's going to get me into trouble.
Need those last-minute provisions? More people than ever before are listening to Radio Mercury, and they're listening for longer. The radio industry's official independent survey just out shows that Radio Mercury, in a sample four-week period, is listened to by 48% of the entire adult population in our transmission area. The towns surveyed include Epsom, Leatherhead, Caterham, Oxted, Reigate, Redhill, Dorking, Crawley, East Grinstead, Horsham and Haywards Heath. This new research, with an increase in audience for Mercury, means that radio advertising is now even more effective. Phone Radio Mercury sales during office hours on Crawley 519161 to find out why, more than ever, telling means selling. Remember, 48% of the entire adult population in this area listen to Radio Mercury. And that's official.
Oh, we love that record. We have voted that the number one record tonight played, yes?
Yes,
definitely. Sorry, I voted. Yes. Lady in Red, Christopher and Andrew.
Hello?
Hello, Andrew.
Hello?
Yes, 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 yes.
We've got a bit of a crackly line.
Yeah, we have got a bit of a crackly line, haven't we? Never mind, who cares? What are you after?
I've got a question for you.
A question for me?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
You're going to an ironmonger.
Into a where?
An ironmonger.
I'm going to an ironmonger.
To buy something.
Yeah.
It costs £1 each.
£1 each?
You buy 47.
Yeah.
And they cost £2.
Yeah.
What are they?
You buy 47 and they're £2.
Yeah.
Anybody know? Because I know the answer to this one. Would anybody like to come on before I tell you the answer?
Do you want to know?
No, I know. The answer is house numbers.
What?
House numbers.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. Can I have a little round of applause? Yay. Not bad, not bad. Very good question. Okay, now it's Brands Hatch time. Fiona! Hello, Fiona! Oh, go on, Fiona, don't be shy.
It's not Fiona, it's Ilona.
Oh, Ilona. Oh, well, no wonder you didn't say hello. Ilona.
Hello.
So I've got down here Flora. You're not like margarine, are you?
No.
Certainly not. It's... What do they say about Flora? It makes a man of you. Is that right?
Yeah.
It's the margarine for men. Yeah. What I want to know is, what do the ladies do? Poor things. Right. Don't laugh on your own, they'll throw you a fish. Oh, that's clapping. Right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Now, you know what to do, don't you?
Yeah.
Nice and loud on the yeses and noes. If you get a... you have to change your mind.
Okay.
All right then. Good luck. You can do it. Postman Pat, Postman Pat, Postman Pat with his black and white cat. Early in the morning. Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Right, Postman Pat has a black and white cat called Henry.
No.
Yes and no is all I want you to say.
No.
Lip one!
Well done, absolutely, yes. That cat is called Jess. Number two, latex is a make of underwear.
No.
Lip two!
No, it isn't. It's the name given to liquid rubber as it flows out of tapped trees. Number three, you're doing well. The biggest Yorkshire pudding in the world was put on display today at Barnsley in Yorkshire. It's 20 feet long.
Yes.
It has a health warning attached. Visitors are advised not to taste it because they could well end up with a nasty bout of food poisoning. We got there, yes.
Look, three!
Well done. You read it in the paper, did you?
Yeah.
Well done. The correct spelling of the word qualification. 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 Qualification.
No.
You are doing brilliantly.
Four!
Right, one to go. Are you coming to see Timbo tomorrow?
No.
Oh, I could have said you could have picked up your fun bug if you were coming along. I have to send it to you. All right, good luck. The refrigerator is the nickname of an American footballer who has come over to England to play a match at Wembley.
Yes.
The refrigerator. Are you sure about that?
Yes.
You don't want to change your mind?
No.
Is she right?
Yes.
Yes, William Perry, the refrigerator, is correct.
Yes, yes,
give it a
yes.
Round. Come on, very nice. Come on. Yes. Well done. A little money I pay you. Well done. Congratulations, Flora. That was very, very good. And you have won yourself a Radio Mercury Fun Bar.
AirCheckDownloads.com.